being a mother and operating a business forces you to be resourceful. It forces you to manage your time effectively. So I think it has been a value add. I don't look at it as, you know, oh my gosh, I have three kids on top of this. Now, I love being involved at my kids' school, but like Blessing just mentioned, like, it has to be fair. And then I approach their teachers and say, this is what I am capable of. When we started Motor City Woman Studios, I didn't have all the technical knowledge. I didn't have all the money I needed. I didn't have the equipment. I didn't know all about the industry. But you know what? Google.
Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. This is your host, Blessing Adesio, founder and CEO of Mother Honestly. On this show, we interview ambitious women that are thriving in and beyond motherhood. Expect honest and real conversations that will encourage and inspire you to take actions on your dreams.
Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. I am your podcast manager, Kristen Baffo, and with us today is CEO and founder of Mother Honestly, Blessing Adesion, and with us is our wonderful podcast engineer, Robin Kinney, owner of Motor City Women Studios.
Hey.
Yay.
I know.
So this is a lot of fun for us because Robin is kind of like our partner here on the podcast. She is, I guess you could say, in some ways, our fearless leader because podcasting is so new to both Blessing and I. We've never had a podcast before.
I know nothing about podcasts. Yeah. I think Robin sent me an email or was it an Instagram text or something. And she was like, why don't you have a podcast? You guys have a lot to share.
You do. And you're like on episode, which episode are you on?
Oh gosh. I don't even know how many episodes we've done now.
You know what?
We've done lots. I think what we've posted to date is about episode 17. Uh-huh. So we've posted 17 episodes, which I'm super proud of. I think what needs to happen, Robin, is when we do the 100th episode, maybe we can make it a live podcast. Ooh. How about that?
You know what? I was just telling someone that is the next phase of podcasting. Live events.
Yeah. I want to do a live podcast. We might even do it with the 50th one and the 100th. So maybe like do it every 50.
Maybe do a live podcast
and bring on the guests.
Right.
And then you have
a live audience. Yes. And it's like a totally different energy.
Yeah. Super excited. And even speaking of that, so some of the audio that we got from the Mother Summit, I think will be a good one too, because we do have it streamlined. We could even upload that for a new episode. So anyways, yeah, we're talking a lot about internal stuff here. But yeah, you guys catch the drift. We are having fun here at the Motor City Women Studio. It's been a complete blessing, honestly. And that's ironic because my name is Blessing.
Yeah,
but
and you're
it has
mother,
been.
Honestly.
Blessing, honestly. Grace.
And if you're local Detroiter, Blessing mm-hmm. was, and as well as Mother Honestly podcast, but Robin was just featured by WDIV Channel 4 as, you know, women behind the mic and as a huge leader behind women in podcasting today.
Well, let me clarify. The various podcasts that record here were featured, and I just so happened to be here
at that time.
And I was joking because if you look at the video, I have like three different hairstyles in that video.
That is so funny. I'm sure people are like, what is that?
Like, what is she doing?
They're like, wait, who's her?
Right. I was like, look, it is my prerogative to change my hair when I feel like it. But I was looking at it, I was like, okay, I have braids. I have like a pressing curl and one clip. So I was just always in the background.
At least you're not like me that shows up with a low cut one day and then the next time you have long hair. And I have people looking at me in the office. My boss is like, you are confusing me.
Well, I think that day that we recorded too, like you came late because you're like, I forgot to put my makeup on.
I always forget to put on a lot of things. And now that Mother Honestly is growing, I just joked that literally I got to have my shit together now because, you know, I always hide under the banner of I'm a mom, I don't have time to put on makeup. But now I have to really make an effort because I cannot afford to look like a hot mess in public when my face is in a magazine, you know?
Right. Are you
not blessing? Why do you look like a hot mess?
And if you haven't picked up the February issue of Our Detroit, Blessing is in there with her gorgeous son.
Oh my God. Aww. It was like that chubby chick's in there. I was like, okay, I mean, we have proof.
It's so precious.
On paper. And
so you don't want people to open up that issue and then be standing next to you in the grocery store.
Oh my God.
And then be like, is that you?
Wait, is that same Blessing's like putting her hood on?
Right.
She's like, I don't know that girl.
Yeah, that's okay.
So, Robin, you have 3 children yourself.
I do.
And you started Motor City Women Studios. Tell us a little bit about how the conception of the studio and idea even began.
Well, really, the entire process of getting to where we are now with Motor City Women Studios began with my love for talk radio. Mm-hmm. I used to sit at my desk and listen to talk radio. I love talk radio. And I noticed that there was a lack of representation of women when it came to the talk radio field. And when I was growing up, I'm older than both of you, I remember there was a radio station here locally in the Metro Detroit area that was led by a woman. Her name was Martha Jean the Queen. Martha Jean the Queen was like, nobody's fool. You did not mess with her. She she ran it.
She was the Judge Judy.
Oh, my gosh. Love Martha Jean the Queen because, you know, people respected her. She talked about all issues. And she was someone that I looked up to as a child. And even in high school, I was an engineer for our high school radio station. And it's like all the little dots led me to this point. But it was recently that I was like, gosh, you know, we don't have like a radio programming or podcasting that features all women. Why is that? And when I would approach people and talk to people about it, no one saw it as an issue. They were like,
so?
Right, exactly. Exactly. So I tell people, if you can sell an idea that no one thinks is even important, you're on to something. People are like, I don't really care.
Yeah.
And so we just pressed for it. And it really, of course, it helped that I'm married to an audio engineer. So I tell people I had an unfair advantage because while I was...
You had that huge key person.
Yeah. And he's still a key person. He really keeps us abreast of the latest technology when it comes to everything from microphones to what's next in the evolution. And on the software and hardware, but we really wanted this platform to be a place where those voices that are underutilized and sometimes unvalued can come and have a spotlight.
Wonderful. Now, is it only women who come to this studio, or do you both have men and women?
It's majority women because okay. We started with the platform being focused towards the lack of women in broadcasting and podcasting. Mm-hmm. Lately, we're starting to get men reaching out. So we have a few male clients, and I actually received an email from someone saying that I know that you work exclusively with women. However, you know, I'm a guy and I would love to utilize the studio. I'm like, hey, we all need allies.
Yeah.
Okay, as long as you get with the vibe that we have here at Motor City Women, come on down.
Wonderful. So how long has Motor City Women been around?
We launched in 2016.
Okay.
And that was more so the digital radio side. So in addition to the podcasting, audiobook, and voiceover recordings that we produce here, we also have a digital radio station. Now, that does feature all women. All of our shows are led by women.
And those are live shows?
Those are live shows. So people come here and they broadcast live via our website as well as our free mobile app. And we reach a global audience. For example, on Friday nights, we have a live techno show that we have listeners in Australia.
That.
I mean, in Jamaica, everywhere. And what I love about it is that, you know, it's a global station, and the internet has brought all of our worlds, you know, together, basically. So we have a digital radio site that is all women, and that's what started first, but it wasn't until the podcasting game increased at such a dramatic rate over this past, I would say, year and a half that we started doing more podcasts.
So where can people find this digital radio station?
You can find it on our website. There's a button that says, you know, listen live on MotorCityWoman.com. as well as we have a free mobile app. So you can download the app on both Android and Apple Store. It's just a one button mobile app. So you cannot get it wrong. Just like click that one button to listen live. So when we don't have a live show, we're playing music. And most of the music that we play, of course, is by women artists.
Wonderful. So you started Motor City Women back in 2016. What led you to this point? What was your career looking like before that?
Before that, you know, my background is working with nonprofits. So straight out of college, I worked with various nonprofits in the Metro Detroit area, primarily helping people start their businesses or grow their businesses. So that's where my skill set is. And I think
so that's what made you
Exactly. That has really lent itself to where we are now, because I already knew who to talk to, what the resources were. Because initially, I had never looked at entrepreneurship as a career path for myself. I loved helping other people. And it wasn't until I got the bug, the bite to start the business with my husband that, you know, I was able to know to talk to Tech Town. I knew about Michigan Women's Foundation. I already knew and had all of these relationships to take Motor City Woman where I needed it to be.
Wonderful. So tell us a little bit about maybe the challenges of building this new business that you have, and then also having three small children at home.
I love it. You know, I tell people that being a mother and operating a business forces you to be resourceful. It forces you to manage your time effectively. So I think it has been a value add. I don't look at it as, you know, oh my gosh, I have three kids on top of this. I'm like, I have three kids and I'm running this. So they force me to really level up. When we launched this, the location that we're in now, I was in the hospital with my third child. So my husband was sending me pictures of the build out.
Oh gosh.
Because he had a bit of jaundice, so I was in the hospital a little longer.
Okay. So wait, now did you just have the baby?
Well, he's two now.
Oh my gosh. So yeah. You were pregnant.
Yeah.
Building Motor City Women. Mm-hmm. And then basically when you gave birth to your son, you gave birth to the business.
It's exactly what it was. Maybe 2 months later that we had our first broadcast, New Year's Eve.
Wow.
From this location. And I actually have an old picture that my husband took of me engineering a show with my, I think he was maybe 3 months old, with him in a carrier sitting next to me at night, like,
that's
getting
wonderful.
It done.
Awesome. So what is the future for podcasting for women? What do you see?
Oh, I see so much. I see so much. And it's exciting. And actually, just this morning, I was creating a video because now if you have an iPhone, if you have anything that has Siri on it, now you can say, hey, Siri, download the latest episode of Mother Honestly. Like Apple just released this, like, maybe 24 hours ago.
Oh, so I could even just pull up my phone right now and
Yep, I was actually testing it this morning.
Does it work?
Hey, yeah.
So guys, when you're listening to this.
Right.
So your friends.
Yeah, you can just
subscribe to Mother Honestly.
That's all you have to say. Hey, Siri, subscribe to the Mother Honestly podcast and say, you know, you are subscribed to the Mother Honestly podcast. Now, of course, it told me that you're already subscribed to the Mother Honestly podcast.
Of course.
I was like, of course I am. But yeah, so what I'm seeing in the evolution of podcasting is that it's all going to continue to be connected. You know, you have all of these home devices now where people can just speak to, you know, a device and tell it to turn the lights on, to adjust the heat, and now it's going to feed into play the latest episode of Mother Honestly podcast. And then one thing we were talking about earlier is now I'm seeing podcasts outside of the studio, so more live events where you have a live audience, and it's just going to be another digital medium that that people will have to entertain themselves.
Do you think it will completely take over radio?
I think it will be a complement to radio.
Okay.
I certainly think it will be a complement to radio. I do know. Now, they were just in conversations, but I do foresee a collaboration between iHeartRadio and Apple.
Oh.
This is like, hush, you know, hush. Yeah, you guys want to know the inside scoop. because I'm all about all of this. So I read a lot of articles. So they're just in initial conversations about it. So one of my predictions is that you'll be able to be in the car listening to the radio and a podcast may come on.
Really?
I see it.
That would be nice.
Mark my words.
You've heard it here first.
You've heard it here first. I really foresee that, and because we're now seeing that cars are becoming Wi-Fi accessible,
right?
You know, podcasting is the next form of entertainment that I think will be readily accessible in the cars.
Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, Robin, we talk a lot about the show, about balance and motherhood, and really balance is almost impossible. But what does balance look like for you between being both this entrepreneur, you're very involved in just the Detroit community, too, as well, and then also being, you know, an active parent mm-hmm. and mother to your three children?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think you have to start within yourself. I love to take baths in the middle of the day. I don't work on Thursdays. So after I drop the kids off at school,
that's your
I'm not editing. If I want to sit in the bed all day, that's what I'm doing. If I just want to go to the library all day, that's what I'm doing. But I have that day that is my time.
It's carved out.
Every Thursday. And that's also my business development day. So that's the day that I'm reading about the future of podcasting. That's where I'm cultivating new relationships and things of that nature. But one thing that I realized in being an entrepreneur and being an active parent is that the best thing that I can give to my children is a happy mom. It took me years to come to that realization because I was in the PTA. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. And I was exhausted.
Please don't get me started with the PTA issue. I am one for not volunteering for stuff. And I'm so sorry if anybody's taking this the wrong way, because I do believe that, yes, we need people to volunteer for things. It's almost a requirement, especially with kids, right? But I think that, for a lot of women, some of us we've substituted, you know, volunteering with work. Mm. You know, I think that, you know, we've become the volunteer queen and mm-hmm. we are now putting so much pressure on ourselves. I am all for volunteering when everything is, you know, is measured, right? When it's, okay, I'm volunteering for X, Y, and Z for this month and somebody else is volunteering in February and it's a good division of labor. It's not that one person, is having to shoulder all the responsibilities. So when I walked in into our class, whatever, this year, I said, guys, look, I do not have time for all of this stuff that you guys have. So what we need to do is we have 25 parents.
Right.
And it doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman.
Right.
We are going to divide the work equally.
I know, that's right.
You know, and that's how it should be.
It should be.
It shouldn't be that just the mom is shouldering all of the responsibilities. Where are the men? Why aren't they volunteering for any of these things?
And we just came from a breakfast, you and I, Blessing, where this was the hot topic. Where
she knows how I feel about men picking up the slacks.
Women, we can't do it all.
No.
You have to have a partner.
And you shouldn't have to feel that guilt of, you know, I know if I don't do it my way or it's not going to get done. If it doesn't get done, it doesn't get done. I mm-hmm. guess it's not a priority.
Yeah. And that's kind of how I feel like I've been living my life like that lately, where, for the past 2 days, the dishwasher was full
mm-hmm.
and it was clean. But I was just like, I just don't feel like getting to it right now. Like, I just can't. And, you know, if my husband comes home and gets to it, more power to him. Help yourself. So
yeah.
So
I agree.
Balancing, making sure, you know, as long as mom is happy.
Yeah, as long as mom is happy. Now, I love being involved at my kids' school, but like Blessing just mentioned, like, it has to be fair. And then I approach their teachers and say, this is what I am capable of. So, for example,
the expectation.
My daughter came home and she said, when they have their afternoon snack, some of the kids don't have as much snacks as others. And so I approached her teacher and said, hey, I would love to donate some snacks that you can have in the classroom for kids that maybe don't have a snack that day.
Aww.
What, you know, I'm heading up to Sam's Club.
What do you need?
Send me a couple things and, you know, every quarter I'll drop off something. That's my contribution.
That's your contribution. And hey, it took your time, it took money, it took thought, so you know, it counts.
Yeah.
So wonderful. So there's a lot of, we have a huge mother following, mm-hmm. obviously. We're Mother Honestly. We talk a lot about moms. What about moms that want to get into podcasting themselves, mm-hmm. you know? How would you advise them, or where, you know, what would you say is the route to go for them?
Well, it depends on the format that they want the podcast to be. Are we talking about what I call a monologue podcast?
Yeah. Just them talking?
With just you talking. Or are we talking about more of the format that you guys have where it's a conversation?
I think it's more of a conversation. I feel like, I'm sure Blessing gets it all the time too, but we get a lot of messages from other moms that are like, oh, how did you guys start this podcast? I want to start my own podcast, or mm-hmm. I love joining or listening to podcasts. How do I get involved in a podcast?
And what do you guys say?
Typically, usually I say, well, listen, Blessing and I know nothing about podcasts. We just started this on a whim.
But that's what you just said. You just start. Mm-hmm. And that's what people don't get, is that you just start.
Just do it.
Just start somewhere. Mm-hmm. You know, even if it's like on our website, we have a podcast starter pack.
Yep. That and just, you have all the investment on there.
Yep. And just, you know, it includes a couple of hours. It includes a consultation with myself just to get you up and running to see if, do I like this? Do I have time for this? Mm-hmm. You know, or not. You just have to start somewhere.
Okay.
And you have to invest in yourself.
Yeah. No, I like that. So if you could give advice to any of our listeners on motherhood and entrepreneurship and what has made you successful, mm-hmm. what would that be?
My advice has stayed the same over the last 10 years with working with entrepreneurs and then becoming an entrepreneur myself. Just what I just, you know, shared. Start where you are. That's why I tell everyone, start where you are. Don't look at what you don't have. Because when we started Motor City Woman Studios, I didn't have all the technical knowledge. I didn't have all the money I needed. I didn't have the equipment. I didn't know all about the industry. But you know what? Google. And I love creating relationships. And I already, to be fair, I had a lot of relationships that I needed to.
You're great at networking.
Yeah, take advantage of. That's what it was. So it was just kind of getting out of my comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And saying, this is what I need. Can you help me?
Wonderful.
And everyone said yes.
I like that. So podcasting has definitely become, I feel like there's been this huge momentum. Like mm-hmm. it was like this small thing before, mm-hmm. and now it's grown to be this huge thing. Have you kind of seen that as your business has grown as well?
Oh, certainly. You know, now we're seeing more celebrities have podcasts. But what was funny, I was just reading this morning that Ron Burgundy,
come on,
has a podcast that's launching.
So Will Ferrell as Ron Burgundy.
Exactly. So
I gotta tell my husband.
You know, and another thing, you know, we're starting to see podcasts be made into like mini docuseries.
Yeah.
You know,
those are the ones I get into because I'm a big documentary person. I love them. And that's kind of how I ventured into mm-hmm. podcasts, you know, mm-hmm. Serial and mm-hmm. the different crime documentaries like that because, you know, I'm into that morbid stuff.
Oh, well, you know, podcasts are becoming, you know, the line between podcasts and television is blurring. Mm-hmm. So there's a podcast called The Lady Game.
Yeah.
That's now on E!
Yep.
You know, so you're starting to see, you know, podcasts cross over.
Yeah. Or Dirty John.
Or Dirty John, yes.
Into a Bravo TV show.
Dirty John as well. There's a podcast that I'm not sure a lot of people know about. And it's a podcast that's actually held inside of a prison. And it's led by the inmates.
Really?
It's led by, I was trying to see if
I
can.
Oh, my God. This sounds like something I would be into.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I was just thinking about you because it is very popular. It's called The Ear Hustle.
Okay.
It's called The Ear Hustle. And, in fact, one of the recent inmates was released, and now he's a producer for the podcast.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
See where jail can take you.
It's so interesting because it talks about life in prison, mm-hmm. you know, and yeah. I think it's a great outlet for the prisoners and then, you know, for people who are intrigued by that. So we're seeing podcasts more as entertainment as well as information.
Okay.
So I think that's the direction it's going
in. What podcasts do you listen to? What are your favorites?
You know, there's, of course, everyone that records here. I listen to all you guys' podcasts.
And you're very supportive. One thing I have noticed working with you, Robin, is that you're very supportive of all of the people that record in your studio.
Of course. Because I said that this morning. There is no Motor City Woman without the clients that record here. I can come on and talk all day, but it doesn't make any sense. But in general, I listen to a lot of NPR podcasts. Okay.
And you started out at NPR, right?
You know, I started out, really my background is in the nonprofit industry. NPR came into place because I've always listened to NPR. Mm-hmm. I just love everything. I'm a big talk radio listener. Yeah, I love everything
that
they do.
My dad would take us on road trips, and he would never turn the music on. We had to listen to WJR the entire way, to the point where as I got older, it was just kind of like I would get sick of listening to music in the radio. I mean, that's almost like blasphemy to say. Like, who gets sick of listening to music? And I'd be like, I need like some talk radio.
But no, that was, you know, I listened to a lot of NPR podcasts. One podcast that I've been listening to for a while now is, I'm just pulling up, it's called Style Your Mind. So it's more so about vision statements. It's about changing your life, creating the life that you deserve. And I listen to her every week. And her episodes are like sometimes 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So it's quick. It's very quick. It's something I can do while I'm washing dishes or whatever. But right. I've been a big fan of hers since I, you know, really got into podcasts. I'm just pulling up. I listen to, it's called Atmosphonic. Atmosphonic is a podcast of different nature sounds.
Okay.
Helps me get to sleep at night. So it may be Niagara Falls.
I never thought of a podcast as being something that
I use it for
like,
my 2-year-old.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like its own sound machine, but it's
a
podcast.
It can be, I saw one was a fan. You know those old school fans that make noise? Yeah, it's just a recording of that, just to kind of lull you to sleep. So I listen to that. I listen to, this is an NPR Code Switch. Elevate podcast, NPR Fresh Air is on here. Happy Black Woman is How I Built This. That's another NPR. Oprah Super Soul Conversations.
Did you get any comments on your Instagram from Oprah yet? I heard that Oprah's going around and just randomly commenting on people's Instagram accounts.
What? You need to be tagging her.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Guys, let's get on it.
Yeah. She's randomly, like this one, they just had it on the news, and this one woman only had like 50 followers. She just joined Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And she posted a picture of her new puppy. And Oprah commented and was like, love your new puppy. And she was like, Oprah just commented. I only have 50 followers.
Well, me and my 50 followers. But you have to start somewhere.
Exactly.
You know, we all had 50 followers at one point.
Absolutely.
Every single brand on Instagram at one point had 50 followers. And that's how you have to look at it.
Yeah.
But now, we're tagging Oprah now. Blessing.
I'm serious. Everything, every single episode that comes out. What does Oprah think about this?
Right. What do you think, Oprah? And you just never know.
Right.
You never know. But that goes back to, you know, the fact of our world just getting smaller and smaller.
And I think that's the power of social media, right? Yeah. Like, you can DM Oprah for heaven's sake. I have a direct access.
I have direct access.
Oprah.
We are like this. To God.
That's
so,
funny.
Robin, what is the future for your family and Motor City Women?
What is the future for my family and Motor City Women? Well, the future is certainly bright, and it is not a future that I am in control of. I'm a big woman of faith, and I just pray for guidance and discernment on this path that God has for me. So it's like on one point, the future is bright. The other point, I don't know. I don't know, but either way, it's going to be full of joy and purpose. So I'm really grateful for where we are now and where we'll be soon.
Well, Robin, we are really grateful for you. You have been an awesome partner to the Mother Honestly podcast, and we've loved having you on today as a quick little interview.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Yeah, so thank you so much for coming on, and we appreciate everything you do for us.
Thanks, guys. Hopefully you subscribe, rate, review,
yes,
Mother Honestly.
And you can talk to Suri, and she'll subscribe for you.
That's right.
Thanks.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to the Mother Honestly podcast today. If you enjoyed this episode, we urge that you go on and rate, review, and subscribe to the Mother Honestly podcast.
Also follow us on Instagram.
Yes. And if you would like to be a guest on our podcast, you can reach out to me, the podcast manager, Kristen Baffo, at kristen@motherhonestly.com.
I'm so excited we have our own email. It makes us feel
legit.
Well, see you guys when you rate, review, and subscribe to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.